afternoon. We'll call this meeting to order at 4:03. Stand for the pledge of allegiance. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. One nation,
indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
You messed us up.
Oh, gosh. He thought we were still missing.
Start that over again. Stress.
Roxanne is absent. Jacob is here. Brenda is here. Danielle. Brian. Charlie. Richard. All right, and Jim. Do we have any public comments?
No.
Who would like to move first to approve the minutes from last meeting? A motion?
First.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Moving on to the staff report. Oh, wait. Did you want to? You were going to do the. Was Charlie going to do the presentation, or was it?
Somebody from the subcommittee was going to.
We're still missing that.
We're still missing the young lady here. Since I initiated everything, and we've been going through the flyers and the list of programs, and I'm impressed. It's changed.
With us?
Yes.
Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
I'm impressed.
I'm very impressed with the new programming over the summer. Mm-hmm. Caroline had a chance to go to the summer camp. She loved it, and it was amazing. And looking through there, it looks like there's a lot of new things going on.
So have you guys, I know one of the goals of the subcommittee was to do a little bit of outreach and looking into what's provided in other communities surrounding us. I think the initial statement was made by one of the commissioners was that other surrounding cities seem to have a lot broader range of programming, and they bring in a lot of outside instructors and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. I think the intent was to see how our provisions stack up against the surrounding areas. Do you have any comment there? Is there any recommendations from the subcommittee as to specific programming that you feel like our community's missing out on and we're not offering?
No, I'm real satisfied, especially the cooking class and the art classes and the gardening, and you know, it seems to be well-rounded. Also, a supper, you know, from 4:30 to 5:30. Before, it was kind of, it was without excitement. And I can see it.
There was a lot of programming in place that had just been in place for a long time, and it just, mm-hmm. year after year, had been flipped over. It was the same people, but Juanita and her mm-hmm. her group of programmers have really started to go outside the box and mm-hmm. and bring in programming that's, you know, like with our summer camp programs that went on, they all had different themes, so, you know, you could kind of customize what you wanted to do, so. Mm-hmm. So, good job, Juanita.
Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Then I'll move on.
All right.
Do we have any item request for something that you guys want to specifically see on the agenda?
I have nothing.
I guess I took your...
That's okay.
I stole
Richard?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, today, Jim, I got a call from Brandon Bonse. He's our president. I'm in the San Bernardino Youth Baseball. And we have a chance to host Zone. And I think we should look into that. And
yeah, I'm going to set up a meeting with Brandon next week.
Okay.
I've talked to our public works staff where our park maintenance support staff would come for that. We want to talk to Brandon about the dates and how it would, because we provide some service up at Western Regional Little League that we've service that we've done for decades. So if it's during the same time as Western Regionals, it's gonna create a problem.
This is late July. For those of you who don't know Zone, it's Colt League, ages 15 and 16 years old.
It's a big deal.
And it's right before the World Series, so it's like the last tournament, and they usually host it at San Jose, which I went one year, my son was on it, and I think we should take advantage of that.
I think it'd be great for Fiscalini Field and for the city, but I want to meet with Brandon, find out what the expectation is going to be as far as support from the staff, preparation of the facility and the site, and then Sean McClintock from Public Works is going to sit in with me on that, so we have a clear idea of what the expectation is. I don't want to commit to something that we can't support from a staff level, from a resource level. So we would have to see what the resources are that they're going to be asking for, and then depending on what it is, it potentially would have to go to council to get approval. If it's not something that's budgeted, we'd have to, you know, find out how we would go about budgeting that. So,
yeah.
But definitely, we're going to meet with Brandon.
It is a big deal. We have different, I think, Hawaii's in it.
Yeah.
You know, different teams like that.
You said it was in July?
No, it's in, July, late July.
Okay.
It really is ponies, comparable. It's comparable on the pony side of things, comparable to the Western region.
Oh, wow.
So it's a big deal. It takes some doing to get there, and it'll draw a big crowd too.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Richard?
No, no.
Okay. Brenda?
I have a question. It might not be on this, what we're talking about, but I went over to Lytle Creek, and I was talking to one of the employees there. I don't know if he's an employee or just somebody that's there on a regular basis. They have a lot of special needs that go over to that particular park every day. And he was saying something about, you know, the equipment that's there. You know, he said they would like to get a foosball game. And a lot of the stuff over there is kind of old, you know. What, as far as the commissioner is concerned, do we write a letter? Do we get it from the city? Or how does that, if we want to go to different, say, for instance, Walmart or something like that, to get them to donate something to the park. How do we go about doing that?
If you want to do it as a commissioner, you guys are welcome to go out and do that. When the donation takes place, I would have to see from a finance standpoint how that could happen. It's something that I can look. I'll look into for you.
Okay. And then another thing, you know, there were concerns about, you know, they have lunch for the kids,
mm-hmm.
and it really needs to be power washed, you know, in that area, you know, where they have their lunches and stuff outside. And then I consider it as being a liability with all the holes that are over there. I mean, I almost fell in one of the holes.
Yeah, I'll have to address that with our maintenance staff.
Okay.
I'm
finished.
Okay. I don't know if Sandra Agar has contacted you about the Friends of the Roosevelt Bowl.
Yeah.
So she did. Okay.
Yeah,
so
we're going to try to meet. Tentatively, it's scheduled for next Thursday at 5:30.
Okay.
But she hasn't committed to that time yet.
All right. Okay. Okay. We're asking, do you have any agenda items that need to be added to next month's agenda? Could I be at that meeting, or is it?
Sure.
Because she had reached out to me, but where is it going to be held? 5:30 at what?
I'll send you an invite on it.
Right.
I think they want to meet out at the bowl.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. I'll probably be there too.
Oh, great. Yeah. Did you have anything that you wanted to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. We'll be moving on to the director report.
All right, I'm going to jump to the bottom of my oral report because, what's that?
I'm waiting for staff reports to come in about the other ones. So just
Oh, okay.
Give me a few minutes.
All right. Then I'll start. I was going to try to get Alex on his way, but we'll go on as agendized. So I wanted to update you guys on a few things here. One is the status of the Kaboom playground application. And the application's been submitted. It was submitted for Littlefield Schultes Park. It's been submitted and accepted. We had our initial applicant's interview with Kaboom. It was about an hour and a half conference call. At that meeting was the San Bernardino Police Officers Association representative, as well as the president of the Kendall Hills Neighborhood Association. Those are the two organizations that we've got commitments from to get on board now. The San Bernardino Police Officers Association has committed to covering the $8,500 grant match. So they're going to either do that through, they're going to attempt to fundraise, and they're going to be probably having a barbecue down here at Court Street. Whatever funds they can't get through fundraising, they're gonna pony up the money for that, because that park is dedicated to fallen officers. So, and Kendall Hills Neighborhood Association is going to help with organizing the sites for the build meetings, the planning and design meetings, and then also help try to get food donations for the day of the event. Typically, in the past, the city has covered a lot of those costs. We've come out of our own budget for the breakfast and lunch on the build days and prep days. 1 year we came out of pocket for the $8,500 match, but we're going to try and do it all with donations and volunteer labor and not impact the city at all this year. And it's looking pretty good, so I'm optimistic about it. Thank you. Our Prop 68 grant application for Second Lake Park was completed, and everything was submitted to the state with 1 day to spare, so we beat the deadline. The application, the total project cost that was on the application ended up being about $8.39 million. So we took the community input from the community meetings, put together a proposed scope of work, and if we get the grant pays for all of the design, architectural, engineering, all that type of stuff. So if we're awarded the grant, then the more specific construction plans and engineered plans would be prepared through the grant. Everything would be paid for through the grant. So keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully we get a call from the state sometime between now and December saying they want to come and talk to us. And then December, maybe we'll be able to celebrate a nice grant award. Juanita, you want to talk about your recreation division?
Good afternoon. How's everybody today?
You got your nice panel in the back?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I've already passed out a packet of flyers. I just want to talk about some of the great things that they did to end the wonderful summer that we had over in recreation. On August the 3rd, all of our community centers hosted their either end of summer or back to school events, just to kind of give you some highlights of what took place over the summer. So over at Hernandezson, they hosted back to school shoe drive, where they were able to secure 100 pairs of shoes and 150 backpacks to give out to kids at their back to school event to go back to school. Yellman Heights also hosted a backpack giveaway, where they were able to secure 30 donations of backpacks and school supplies to send kids back to school with new backpacks as well. Vergamont and Reuben Compost and Lytle Creek hosted in the summer luau's. Two of the sites partnered with the fire department to have a fire truck come out and do some water play with the kids, so they had some really exciting times in the summer. Just to give you some information about some of the flyers that you have there, the one on top was for the West Side Stepper Drill Team and Drum Squad that is housed at the Hernandez Community Center. They have currently been invited to attend a couple of parades this year. The first one that they did this year was for the 4th of July in Moreno Valley. It was a really great experience for our kids, because a lot of these kids that are currently in this drill team as of right now haven't actually did anything like that before. So this was their first parade and their first performance, and they did a really good job. Attendance is also up with the drill team. They have, I want to say, about 15 to 18 girls that are new, and they have about 10 to 12 drummers, and the drill team ages go anywhere from 6 to 20, 26 years old. So we have adults and teens and youth and peewees. So it's a really great program, and it's doing very well. They meet twice a week for practices in the evening at the Hernandez Center. The Hernandez Center also hosts open gym for adults and youth. Those flyers are all there, also there. All of the community center sites offer a supper program, which takes place from 4 to 5 in the evening. Tuesdays through Saturdays, where the kids can come after school and on Saturday evenings to receive free meals. I appreciate the feedback on the Lytle Creek Cooks program. That was something that started this summer. It'll be a monthly event that they'll have at the Lytle Creek Community Center. The next cooking class is scheduled to take place on August the 24th. You also have some information on the CID this time. The CID is currently in the middle of their annual fundraiser, Bring the Sunshine to Disney. Sunshine is the Sunshine Club, which is one of the adaptive recreation programs that take place at the CID. For those of you that don't know, the CID is the Center for Individual Development, where we provide recreational programs for persons with mental and physical disabilities. So every year they raise money to take 40 kids to Disneyland. That trip is scheduled to take place on November the 21st, and they have currently raised over $1,300 to take those kids to Disneyland. They also have a trip where they'll be taking those same kids and participants over to the recycling plant to turn in the recyclables that they've been collecting to continue to raise money. We also have a CID Beautification Day. The staff has partnered with Disney to host a volunteer community beautification. They'll be doing a beautification day at the CID this Saturday between the hours of 10 and 1. They're looking to earn 10 additional tickets free to take these kids to Disneyland. So if they have 50 volunteers show up, they'll receive free tickets to take these kids. They'll receive 10 free tickets for the kids to go to Disneyland. The tickets include a t-shirt, the mouse ears, as well as meals for the kids at the park. We also have a variety of family game nights and arts and crafts and fine arts programs that take place 2 to 3 times a week at our varying locations. All of our community centers offer a variety of homework help, supper programs, fine arts, arts and crafts, indoor, outdoor physical activities to round off some of our summer programs, our fall programs. You also have some information from Ruben Compost. Ruben Compost offers a ballet folklorical program on Saturday mornings, which is an open dance program that is taught by community volunteers where people can come in and learn different dances about different cities in Mexico. That program is offered absolutely free to the community and is taught by volunteers. We also have a music program that meets twice a week by appointment, not only because the instructor is actually the facility coordinator, so his time tends to be a little up and down. So that program is offered Tuesdays and Thursdays. Kids are taught to play either instruments that they are assigned in their music programs at school. There is a piano on site at Ruben Compost, and Oscar, the coordinator for the site, is an actual musician, so he has access to different musical instruments that he brings in to teach the kids on as well. Outside of that, on our volunteer and community service side, we have some volunteer events coming up. We have our community revitalization, fight the blight cleanups. That flyer is there. The next available date is for November the 9th. And then we also have our community garden cleanup, which is scheduled to take place August the 24th. And finally, you also have it's a little early, but it's our 19th annual Veterans Day parade and salute. The flyer is there along with the parade registration form if you guys are interested in coming out. And I believe that's all I have.
Thank you.
Sure. Oh, no. So just to give you some information about what it is we're doing in our community centers on Saturday, Lytle Creek has a cooking program, Hernandez, and Lytle Creek also offer karate programs. We have folklorical ballet over at Ruben Compost, and we're working on doing some outdoor adventure over at Dale. So now I'm going. Oh, no, actually I'm out. I'm so sorry. We are currently registering for our Little Striker soccer program. We're in the middle of our basketball season. Our basketball season will end on the 24th of this month, and we are currently registering for Little Folk Soccer, Little Striker Soccer, and it is open to youth ages 3 to 8, and there will be 12 practices and 6 games that will take place twice a week through the end of September. Now enough. Thank you, Lisa. Anybody have any questions?
No.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, you ready to roll?
Yeah.
So, commissioners, I'm not sure how many of you have met Alex, but this is Alex Kishta. He's our acting public works director, and Alex is here to handle the CIP projects that are listed on the agenda. So, Alex will touch bases and let you know what's planned for 1920.
Good evening, commissioners. Let me start by giving you an update on the splash pads project that we have. Currently, we have four splash pads that is under construction. Wildwood and Tom Minor has been completed and open to the public. It's been used, I believe, in the last couple of weeks. And Sherrell is completed and will be open tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And when we have one stay still on Lyle Creek. And that is, we encountered issue with that one, that is, there was irrigation all over the place that we have to redirect and redo, so that is will be open in 2 weeks. Unfortunately, it was our goal to open this before the school starts for the kids to enjoy, but with construction and with constraints for construction, we could not have all of them open, but at least we have some of them open at this point of time. And one of the other projects that we have for CIP that is going on right now is we have the roof has been replaced on the Rudy Hernandez Community Center, Fifth Street Senior Center, and Dillman Heights Community Center. And with that, we are having the HVAC system to be upgraded in Rudy Hernandez. The project started, the contractor have started to remove the existing roof that we have. I believe that they start at Rudy Hernandez Community Center. And up to this list, it was added at the last minute. And when we met with the CDBG committee, they added to us that as we need to do the roof replacement for Lyle Creek. So that is going to happen. It will come up. It's not in our CIP budget, but it will be added to the CIP budget since there is funding for from CDBG to do the project. Also in the CIP project, CIP list for this year. Under parks, we have few projects that is listed. The first one is Alguin, which is Verdemont playground equipment. I believe this is brand new. We're not replacing anything. We are actually installing new equipment at that park. As you all know, we did last year, we did some improvement. We removed the not up to code building, and we replaced it prefab building that is, according to our staff report, that is to be there for 2 years while we find another solution. Is it build it one or keep it the way it is? I have not heard feedback that is bad. I believe that is it was happy with it at the Verdemont area. So at that area, we would like we have in our projects to add the playground equipment for that park. Also, for that year, we're going to be starting the playground equipment replacement phase two. Last year, we finished phase one, where we installed removed and replaced new equipment, I believe 6 parks. And then this year, we are doing the same thing for 5 parks. The total number for, don't ask me what the park's name because I could not remember them, but I'll be more than happy to provide it to you if you like. This is a cost to us about $1 million to do so, and that's funding came from CDBG funds. We also have a project on the books for the soccer complex. We have an issue with people, residents from the city of Highland, because, they're abutting. The soccer complex have complained when there is a tournament, when there's activity going in the park, they are parking in their neighborhood, letting the kids, basically use it as a drop-off lane to let the kids out and then find parking, then go to the game. So in this year, we are going to propose designing and constructing a drop-off lane at that area. We actually received design proposals. We're evaluating at this point of time. I believe that is we have one company that is really did a good job into what our vision is. So hopefully that is will be done this year. Then the other project that we have on the list for you, I believe it's the last project for the parks, which is the Jerry Lewis Swim Center facility improvements. There is a $440,000 been allocated from CDBG funds for the Jerry Lewis Center. So this center that lasts to be more than 1993. So we need to look at our ADA compliance. We need to look at there is I believe for the work on the roof. I believe the equipment for the, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim. The equipment for the pool is not covered, which is causing an issue.
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one, sorry.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis.
The electrical room.
The electrical room.
The electrical room, yes.
Yeah.
So we are like building a building for the electrical room just to make the swim center more desirable and less liability. That is conclude this presentation. Any questions you have, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Alex, I have the list of the parks. If you want me to tell them what.
Yes, please. Oh, yeah, because I snapped in.
So, phase two of the playground replacement is going to replace the playground in the first ward at Kerwin Field, which is Meadowbrook Park 2, you might want to call it. They're kind of both Meadowbrook Park, but Kerwin Field is the one over on Rialto Avenue. So Kerwin Field will be replaced in the first ward. The larger play structure at Lytle Creek Park in the third ward will be replaced. Wildwood Park in the fourth ward will be replaced. Harrison Canyon in the fourth ward will be replaced. Spiker Park in the seventh ward will be replaced. And then, of course, Alex already told you that Albuin is getting a complete playground build and that being in the fifth ward. So those are our playgrounds that will be rebuilt and installed new for the next year.
Is the Spiker Park, is that going to have the skateboarding thing, or is that just being taken out? Is that
something that Alex and I are working on with risk management right now to see if that's something that we want to look at rebuilding or repurposing that area potentially for what could be a dog park. I mean, there's a lot of uses, but we've got to kind of take a look at what the cost to rebuild it is, what the recovery would be from the insurance company, and kind of take it all into consideration.
I have a question for Harrison Canyon. Will that park receive like two play structures, one for the smaller kids and then one for the older kids, or is it going to be replaced just with the similar play structure that?
It'll be replaced with a play structure that is similar to what we have in our other parks, okay. Which will have it had they're combined. They have an area that's for the larger kids. It's all one structure. One side of it is like your 7 to 12. And the other one is 2 to 7, so it's...
So a little more playroom than what they currently have.
Yeah, they're definitely functional. What we'll likely lose at Spiker Park is the swings.
At Harrison Canyon?
At Harrison Canyon. Harrison Canyon...
No.
We might have room at Harrison Canyon. Some of the smaller ones, because of the newer requirements of space for swings... They take up such a large space, and you really look at it as you're taking up 25% to 30% of your playground area to only really have four kids active when you can put a structure in there in that same space where you can entertain 12 to 15 kids at a time. Plus the liability is another issue.
What else can you spend that money on other than playground equipment? Can you pay the parking lots?
Parking lots has been an issue for the city for a lot of residents and for a lot of council members. Unfortunately, parking lots is not part of a CDBG funds eligible money to spend. They will look as to spend at the amenities and what is we can provide to the neighborhood and the community of actual equipment. And upgraded the facility, but the parking lot, it's something that is we need to look at kind of funding for it in the future. That is we could have be funding from the Cal Recycle. They right now have some funding for, you know, what they call rubberized asphalt that can be used. So we're looking at other way of funding these things. Just failed to mention that it's the Midbrook Park, where the bridge has burned. Talking about parking lots, the council member Sanchez, and it's in the first ward, have the decision of what's to be built in that park. And instead, the council did not like the idea of replacing the existing, you know, because, you know, we are proposing to demolish, completely demolish the bridge and rebuild it. And it's the cost, at a cost of about $500,000. They're not liking the idea of doing that. So what is the suggestion that is we're looking into right now, that is we will, I believe that is, we're going to be doing, looking at the innovation, the re-innovation or regeneration of the soccer field at
Nunez Park.
At Nunez Park. Council Member Sanchez have been receiving a lot of complaints about that park, especially for that field. So we are looking into, you know, by the way, the city got $812,000 for an insurance claim to replace the bridge, but the money is not specific for the bridge. It can be used in any way, shape that is they see. So we're doing, they asked me to look at that. They asked me to look at the parking lot at Nunez Park, and then another parking lot at...
The one that, in the third ward, is that the one you're...
Yes.
That's Lytle Creek.
Lytle Creek. So we're looking into that to be added. We are going to go to the council with agenda item on the 18th, December 18th, with our finding and what is, we think we can, the good use for the money, and we'll have, they will, it will be their discretion to tell us, okay, to go to bless it and to go ahead with it. But if that happened, we will be revamping these two parking lots. But I agree with you, parking lots for the parks are in a very bad shape, almost every park that we have. And we need to look for funding mechanisms so we can redo them. And also, just to guys let you know, Delman Heights Park has been, we have a contract with a consultant firm that they're looking at the bigger picture of this park, is how is the residents would like to see that park, because some of that park has been used to be used for a football field, and it's no longer there. There is some of the area of that park that is vacant, have no grass, no nothing. So they did develop a couple of scenarios that for that park, and they will be, we will be scheduling a meeting, a community meeting with the residents that live around the park. Show them the concept and see what they would like to see with that park. How are we going to fund this? We'll see in the future. Hopefully we can get another grant like the Prop 8 grant that we applied for. But then, you know, but at least we'll have a tool to tell us is how is the residents would like to see that park, so we can phase it in the future, and maybe we can use CDBG funds little by little just to build it up. But that's coming, and that is, I'm not sure who's, that's, I think, Ward 6. So I'm not sure who's Ward 6. So that is, so you will, I'll make sure that you will be informed of these meetings. I believe we are scheduled, we're talking about three total meetings at different times, maybe something the weekend, so we can talk, have the residents get engaged, because they live in the area. We would like to have their input so we know what we would like to do with that part.
Right. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm also concerned about Nicholson Park. After all of the revitalizing and rebuilding of these other parks, are we on the radar for any improvements at Nicholson? It's been about 10 years that Nicholson hasn't really received any attention.
Improvement in what way? Equipment, improvement,
it's
building?
Closed. The building is closed right now.
Uh-huh.
The irrigation is broken, so the grass and the garden can't be watered. The playground equipment is old and obsolete. The baseball fields are in bad shape. The netting is and fencing is, it's really been neglected. So I want to know when, excuse me, something is going to happen over there.
I need to look at, I'm not, maybe Jim, you have,
yeah, I can
you
tell
an
you,
idea for...
Alex, I can tell you what the issue with Nicholson Park is with, through the assessment, it's there's a couple million dollars worth of capital improvement that need to be done to the building itself for the community center. For the grounds, the issue with the grounds is the irrigation has a booster pump that helps boost the volume and pressure of the system. Without the booster pump, they don't get enough water pressure there to adequately irrigate the grounds.
Okay.
But there's no power at the site because of the vandalism and theft inside the building. Edison has disconnected the power source. So what I had talked to Rick Marino about, and he's looking into bringing power into something like a Myers cabinet, like they do for streetlights, and putting the controls for the sprinkler system and lighting inside that Myers cabinet for the park, so the park power is separated from the building power. That way we can at least maintain the park. So that's something that we can...
Is anybody even playing there? I played there when I was 13.
There's nobody. There's no...
Sand Riot
there's
East.
There's no activity.
Yeah.
No, there's nobody playing at those parks, at those fields.
That's one reason why they had...
We'll look into that. And we'll report back when we come up with something. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome.
Lakeisha, what you got going on? I know there's stuff going on in the senior scene.
Well, we're starting our season. We're kind of lazy for the summer. We like to get back since our season is consistent dancing and having fun the whole time. We're going to be starting our Saturday dances, which is our Triple S dances at Paris Hill Senior Center. And here's definitely a whole list of them. Triple S dance is just basic dancing. They come in for a couple hours and dance and sweat away and then go home. Ballroom dancing will be, of course, every other Saturday, just like Triple S dances. We have a ballroom teacher who comes in. She brings her music, and of course, she teaches them ballroom. Our first big dance will be our Just Dance. As the theme says, just dance. No real good theme. Just come in and dance, have some refreshments. Community food distribution for Fish Street is held every second Friday at the Fish Street Senior Center. So that will be next Friday. Of course, this coming Friday will be our food distribution at Paris Hill. Every third Friday of the month. Senior Games is starting right now. We have about 15 applicants, which is really low at this time, but I do have a meeting with my committee next week on other areas or other tournament areas to see where their numbers stand. Our opening ceremonies will be on Friday, September 20th. It will be held in Fontana, and it's basically a mini health fair, so there will be all sorts of resource vendors for seniors and their community. And you have an application booklet in your packet. So if any of you guys are 50 years of age and better, you can sign up. You got one. I'm still trying to get a competition going between San Bernardino and Fontana. So if you guys could put a softball team together or a golf foursome, yes, because they like spanking our butts in certain areas, and it's annoying when I have no one. So, Jim. Our health fair will be October 4th at the Fish Street Senior Center from 9 to 1. We'll have health screening, free flu shots, blood pressure checks, of course, our free nutrition program for those who are 60 years of age and better, and also free distribution, food distribution for the community. And then the rest of this booklet is basically our ongoing dances for each month, our Halloween dance, which is our masquerade, our Western dance, which is basically the end of our Senior Games closing ceremonies. We do have auditions coming up for those who can sing, dance, act for Ollie McDonald Senior Talent Showcase, which will be held in November and December this year. And that's all I've got.
Thank you.
Oh, I do have something.
If you pass by Fifth Street, we now have our new sign. I'm so happy.
I've
nice.
Seen it. It's
I'm
really
so
nice.
Happy. I've been working on that since I became a supervisor, so I'm so happy. And I'm actually working on Paris Hill right now since we have no sign.
And I love your book, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Jim, are you done with your report?
That's it. Alex took it over.
Okay. Moving on to the Commissioner Oral Report. Jacob, do you... Daniel?
No.
Charlie?
Nothing.
Brenda?
No.
Richard?
No.
I don't think I do either. I guess it's time for adjournment. Would anybody like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
A motion it.
Okay, Richard first. Second?
A second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
And all opposed?
Indeed.
Okay, we'll see you next Thursday or next month on the 19th.
Good
enough? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, yeah, we did it all. That was all part of the application. It's looking good.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Just